Thank you for calling.
And that's everything.
Hope Big Fatty's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Big Fatty had some surgery today.
Was it skin?
He had his nose chopped off. His whole nose, chopped off.
He went Michael Jackson route, like I did.
Have a contest.
Was he fisting with his nose?
Ew.
Oh, God.
We should have.
Smell it.
Snorkeling. He was snorkeling.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you for calling.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 959 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 4th of October, 2011. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, show. Y'all, I get my stitches out today. Big Fatty, we are so excited for you. Everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, do you have any idea? Do you have any idea why Big Fatty is playing this little bit of music on today's show? Do you? Well, y'all, that's because today is 10-4, good buddy. Big Fatty, you're crazy. Y'all, did you know that there's a whole list of all these different codes? They're called the 10 codes. And, y'all, 10-4 means okay, message received. And, y'all, there's all kinds of things on here. It says, there's all kinds of, yes, Big Fatty, you're just natural about it. But, y'all, I'm looking here, there's a lot of them, y'all. And, y'all, I don't see a gentleman caller. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it, gentleman, what would a gentleman caller 10 call be? Let's just see here. There'd be maybe a visitor present. Visitor present. Y'all, that'd be a 10-12. Big Freddy, have you had a 10-12 lately? No, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Another one of my, semi-regular gentleman callers this afternoon. Hey, Big Freddy, what's going on? And, you know, I'm trying to be... y'all, that is a lean cuisine. So, anyway, I'm trying to be a good patient, y'all, and maybe if I'm a good patient, then, let's see, what would my doctor say? Maybe she'll say, maybe she'll say 10-3, Big Freddy. And y'all, that means stop transmitting. Big Freddy, we're all saying 10-3 to you.
The Mac took a terminal blow.
Oh, how about you, Big Nasty? Come on there, say, listen, Big Nasty. We sure are glad you're along on this here run to kick ass, don't you know? I'm 10-4.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, how you doing? So I'm giving you an update. It's that time of year again. My annual pilgrimage to the state of Texas, Big Fat Fair food time. So I know I'm going to have a deep-fried brownie. Hope that sounds good to you. And probably a fried buffalo chicken in a pancake. I have no idea what this means. So I will give you the rundown later of the fried food. Okay? And if Miss Kathy Bacon is there, don't play it on the phone. Just don't play it on the show. All right, later.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Bjorn. And y'all, every year around this time, Bjorn heads over to the Texas, the Tejas State Fair. And y'all, by the way, I didn't sleep worth a shit on Sunday night, y'all. Didn't sleep worth a shit. But anyway, what was I saying? He goes to the Tejas State Fair every year, and y'all, he samples all the new offerings, and y'all, there may even be some repeat offerings of the deep fried items, and y'all, he usually comes home with a little tummy ache, but that's okay because you know he is the official State Fair fried food reporter for the BFO. And beyond, we are looking forward to hearing all the different things. The deep fry, I've got to tell you, the deep fried brownie sounds delicious, y'all. Because you know, and the old gal, y'all. Speaking of the old gal, y'all, the Vons. Hey, it's the Vons. Hey, y'all. Did you see the artwork for yesterday's little show? Y'all, Miss Lauren did not do that. Big Fatty did that. And y'all, the Vons, you know, she's very into combining two or three different things for dessert. So you know, deep fried and brownie, that would fit right into her regimen. Of course, it'd have to be a high butterfat ice cream and probably homemade caramel sauce on it. But anyway, but beyond, we're looking forward to hearing from you. And if Miss Bacon is around, I don't know anything about it. Yes, McCready.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kathy Bacon. And, what was I calling you for? I'm at the gym. This is my first time back at the gym since I came back from Vegas. Because after I got back from Vegas, I had to do my fiscal year and closeout activities. And therefore, I worked like 80 hours. I work 80 in 2 weeks. I didn't work on Monday, so that's 72. Well, I worked 47 hours of overtime anyway after I got back from Vegas. So anyway, now I'm finally at the gym, and the reason I'm calling you is for something that I don't want played on the show. So don't play this on the show. Stop now.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. And then, of course, we've got to stop playing it on the show. Bang, Patty, she's never happy. She's never happy. Y'all, I cannot believe. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon has to rub it in that Monday was her first day back at the gym when she knows damn good and well that the Big Patty is on doctor's orders. Doctor's orders for no exercise at all. No exercise, so you know she's just rubbing it in, y'all, that I can't get out and exercise. So but y'all, I can't, you know, Miss Bacon was on the Twitty over the weekend. Y'all, speaking of that, I'll finish telling you about the weekend also. But y'all, she was on the Twitty over the weekend, and y'all, she was at work. I mean, she was there. And she worked and worked and worked. And y'all, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. She went home and was back at 6 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. And the main reason was, I think, because her boss wanted to go see a football game. He wanted to go enjoy the pigskin. Bang, honey. anyway, and y'all, speaking of people that worked a lot, y'all on that... on Monday, not over there in the huck, y'all. He evidently got to work. Y'all, evidently he's had some trouble. He's had some trouble on the public transportation. People are shorting themselves. Y'all, it's just the smell of stench. The smell of stench. Big Freddy, were you on the bus with him? And, y'all, he got to work. Y'all, they said, oh, by the way, can you work an additional 19 hours? So y'all had to work 18 hours in a row. Not 18 hours, an additional 8 hours or 9 hours. I don't know what it was. But y'all, and then he had to turn, he got home, he had to turn around and be back at work in 4 hours. Y'all, I just can't imagine such a thing. Can't imagine, y'all, I'm telling you. Overtime work, and y'all, he wasn't even getting paid overtime pay. Overtime work, thank goodness it's the young ones that do it, because y'all, I'm too damn old for that. I am too old for that. Y'all, speaking of that, over the weekend, you know, since I'm trying to be a good patient, and over the weekend, the doctor had said, please don't have any alcohol. And so, y'all, I did not. I told Granny and Miss Porter that I would not be going out to the... over the weekend. So, y'all, evidently, it was a sort of a blah, blah weekend. Y'all, I want to tell you something. I don't think I'm going to tell you about this. But anyway, maybe I'll tell you about it later. But I'll wait and see if it gets resolved. But anyway, it's something to do with the donation that the horror group made, based on expectations. And y'all, let me just say something. If you make a commitment, for something, stick to your commitment, okay? And you know, just it's important that you do that, y'all. And right now, the horror group is anyway. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But I mean, we're fine. But you know, anyway. All right, Big Freddy, please don't get too serious. I do need to get serious for just a second, though. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Foul Monkeys up there in the Chicagos, and Miss Lauren, Miss La 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 Lauren, La 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 Lauren. Was joining them, but y'all, I don't know if all of you know this or not, but over the weekend, and it may have happened on Sunday, I don't know for sure, but Big Ricky, the Ginger Bear, his stepfather, who had been in poor health for some time now, but y'all, he passed away, or he died, or whatever he's no longer with us, whatever term you want to use, but anyway, I know that just in listening, I know that Ricky was rather close to his stepfather, and so he is on his way home. And y'all, I'm sure it'll be a difficult week. I just can't imagine, and y'all, we'll all have to deal with it at some point. But I just can't imagine just having to deal with the sorrow. But y'all, you have to remember the good times. You just have to remember the good times. And you know, he was in poor health. And you know, I don't know if there was suffering or not. But anyway, he's you know, he at least his pain and suffering and all are over. And he's moved on, and you know, there is a time to grieve, but it cannot absolutely consume your life, because your life, I mean, that was part of your life, but you have plenty of life to live forward. And Ricky, you're in our thoughts, and anyway, just good thoughts for him and his. I think he has sisters, and I know his mom is involved as well. And I don't know about other family members or anything. But anyway, keep him in your thoughts, if you will. Y'all, also over the weekend, I got up Sunday morning, and y'all, I decided. Well, I said, Big Freddy, you got to get out of this house. You got to get out and do some things. You can't just be a sloth. And y'all, and I couldn't find a single channel with the Waltons on it. But anyway, y'all. So I called around. I called Miss Kitty, and I called Larry Cly, and old Vader, y'all, he's been in hiding. Y'all, evidently he did a secret trip out of town. I don't know where the hell he went, but anyway, he was gone. Y'all, he was incognito, not incognito. What do you call that? When incommunicado? We couldn't get in touch with him. He specifically said, "I am not using the cellular telephonic device. I am not using the e-letters. And you can't find me." And y'all, I can't say that I blame him. You know, it's every now and then, you know, the world did continue to spin, even though we couldn't get in touch with him. But anyway, y'all, he's making up for it now that he's back in the office, y'all. It's just it's a betchathon. Beep, Freddy, please. But anyway, so y'all, I called around and I couldn't find anyone to go to the, I was either going to go to the Sam's Club or the Costco. And I couldn't find anyone. So y'all, I went out to the Sam's Club because they have the big bags of the good coffee out there. So I said, well, I'll get that. And y'all, they had a big 36 roller of the toilet tissue. I got that, and what else did I buy out there? I bought some, they have these little pink grapefruit cups. That it's the pink grapefruit in the individual cups in the natural juices. I decided I wanted some of that, because, y'all, they're really good, especially if you like pink grapefruit. If you don't like pink grapefruit, you're not going to enjoy them, though, I've got to tell you. But I got that, and it seems like there was something else I bought while I was out there. I bought some Pop-Tarts to take into the coal mine. Because, y'all, I provide snackettes from time to time in the coal mine. And so I did that, and about halfway through my shopping trip, I get this message from Miss Kitty. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I was not available. Well, y'all, I am. Miss Kenny's going to have to pay hell for this. I'm going to make him go with me to look at buying a new mattress, y'all. It's time. It's just, y'all, with me being laid up. Ready, please. We don't need to hear about it. With the surgery on the nose, you know, with the nose being cut off and everything, it's time for a new mattress, y'all. It's just time. Y'all, this one must be 20 years old. It must be, it's as old as my grandson, probably. But anyway, and y'all, the temperatures have changed here in Charleston. Let me just go over here and take a look. Y'all, we are in the 70s all week long, and the lows starting this past Friday were in the 50s. And y'all, we're getting up to the low 60s as this week progresses. But for the low temperatures. But y'all, I turn the AC off, and y'all, you know, it is an epiphany. It is an epiphany when Big Fatty turns the air conditioning off or turns it on. Y'all, I turn it off as quick as I can, and I wait to turn it on as long as I can, because y'all, I just hate giving the electric company the duckies. And so y'all, I turn that off over the Dick, I see. Over the weekend, and so y'all, it's off until probably May of next year sometime. So that's not too bad. And let's see, what else have I got on my list here? I think that's about it, y'all. I watched The Big Run, and y'all, evidently there's a new talk show starting next week. It's that. Rosie O'Donnell, O'Donnellson, or whatever her name is, you know, she gives away all that stuff. Yeah, she's loud. She's just real loud. You know, y'all. You know, she reminds me of Ricky's mama.
Thank you for calling.
10-4, Big Fatty. On second thought, 10-3.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.